أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أم يقولون افترى على الله كذبا. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained the very basic and fundamental important point that we must make our niyat that we are in this world to prepare for the akhirat. Otherwise our life will just pass in this world like a ship on the sea, and that has got no direction. The winds, the waves are just throwing it from one side to the other. Like that we'll carry on our whole life and we had no direction. Our direction in life must be to find Allah and to prepare for the akhirat. And for that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam made endless effort on mankind till the day of Qiyamah in a short while that he was in this world. But yet people did not accept and they opposed him. So Allah Ta'ala says, أَمْ يَقُولُونَ افْتَرَىٰ عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا. کیا وہ کہتے ہیں کہ اس نے باندھا اللہ پر جھوٹ. نعوذ باللہ. What do the people accuse Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he was lying upon Allah Ta'ala? That is, that he's claiming he's a Nabi when نعوذ باللہ that he is not a Nabi. He's saying he's getting wahi and revelation when نعوذ باللہ he's not getting revelation. So are they accusing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam of this, like the people in the world till today who can't accept the truth, the non-Muslims, and yet they all the time they are leveling as false accusations against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala explains one great proof of the truthfulness of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. فَإِن يَشَئِ اللَّهُ يَخْتِمْ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ وَيَمْحُ اللَّهُ الْبَاطِلَ وَيُحِقَّ الْحَقَّ بِكَلِمَاتِهِ. So agar chahe mohar kar de tere dil par. If this was the case, that na'uzu billah you were an imposter, you are just making false claims, then Allah Ta'ala should have put a seal upon your heart. And after that, this revelation which you were reading with your tongue should never have taken place. This is not the case that you are doing it from your own side, but it is revelation that is coming from Allah and then you are relating it to mankind. It is not your own thing and from your own side. Or mitata hai Allah jhoot ko aur thabit karta hai sach ko apne baaton se. And this is the practice and way of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala destroys batil and Allah established the truth by his absolute authority. So in this world there is nobody who can be a liar and who fools all the people all the time. He might fool all the people for some time, he might fool some people all the time, but he cannot fool all the time all the people. Yes, he can fool himself and make a big clown out of himself, but he cannot fool the people. Allah brings the truth to the fore. So if Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, na'uzu billah, was an imposter, then in his lifetime, 1400 years have passed, and this truth is still so prevalent, and the wahi, which was recited by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, millions of huffaz today are reciting that wahi. So that is a clear proof that this is the truth, and it is from Allah Ta'ala. Innahu alimum bidhati sudur. Usko malum hai jo dilo mein hai. And Allah Ta'ala knows perfectly well what is in the hearts of the people. That it is, they don't want to give up their filthy, dirty lifestyles. The pride that they have in them, that is why they don't want to submit to the Quran and to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And just like a child who the mother puts to sleep at night, but the child wants to play. The child says, I'm hungry. It will make many other excuses that he doesn't want to sleep. Like that they are making all the other excuses. The main thing which is hidden in their hearts, they don't want a pure, clean lifestyle. All they want is the filth and dirt of this dunya and all the evil they want. They just want to live a life satisfying their lust and their desires. They don't want to live a pure and clean lifestyle. and they are coming out sideways and making all these various excuses. And Allah Ta'ala reminds and an encouragement for them and for all. وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ اور وہی ہے جو قبول کرتا ہے توبہ اپنے بندوں کے. And it is only Allah who accepts توبہ from His servants. No matter you could have committed the most heinous crime, the most terrible crime, but you make توبہ, Allah Ta'ala readily accepts it. This either refers to the major sins that a person makes توبہ, Allah Ta'ala forgives him, or the sins that he's going to commit in the future, and when he commits them he makes tawbah, Allah Ta'ala forgives those sins. وَيَعْفُ عَنِ السَّيِّعَاتِ اور معاف کرتا ہے برائیہ, and Allah Ta'ala forgives, wipes off sins. This refers to minor sins. Big sins, Allah forgives with tawbah. Minor sins, just like that, a person does any good deed, he makes wuzu, his gunas are made maaf. He reads kalima, his gunas are made maaf. Allah just forgives the minor sins like that. وَيَعْلِمُ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ اور جانتا ہے جو کچھ تم کرتے ہو. And don't think you can fool Allah Ta'ala. If you only can fool yourself when you don't respond to the call of Allah, Allah knows fully well all that which you do. وَيَسْتَجِيبُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ اور دعا سنتا ہے ایمان والوں کی اور جو بھلے کام کرتے ہیں. And Allah Ta'ala readily accepts the duas of those who brought iman and do righteous deeds. And this iman with its reality and with righteous deeds, with its essence, a person does, Allah Ta'ala's promise is that He accepts your duas. وَيَزِيدُهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِ اور زیادہ دیتا ہے ان کو اپنے فضل سے. And not only that, how much they did, they are paid for. And Allah gives them much more than that also. As bonus, as extra, Allah Ta'ala gives a tremendous amount, much more. And on the other hand, وَالْكَافِرُونَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ اور جو منکر ہے, ان کے لئے سخت عذاب ہے. Those who deny and do not believe, for them is a very, very painful and a very severe punishment. And then Allah explains a great principle of life in general. وَلَوْ بَسَطَ اللَّهُ رِزْقَ لِعِبَادِهِ اور اگر پھیلا دے اللہ روزی اپنے بندوں کو. If Allah Ta'ala has to give روزی to all His servants in abundance, makes every person a rich man, لَبَغَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ to whom اُتَائِ مُلْك میں, there will be great destruction on earth. If every person is made such that is not me, that is not dependent on any other person, this world will go in chaos. We know very commonly where there are poor people, they are very helpful to one another, they know the neighbors, people are in and out of one another's houses, there is great understanding. But as soon as they become wealthy and rich, and where the affluent are, they don't even know their neighbors, they don't know who they are, because they are independent, they don't need anyone. Poor people need one another, and they are all helping one another all the time. So if Allah had to make the whole world people rich, independent, and nobody was dependent on another person, this world will go into chaos. So Allah distributed the wealth, and Allah made a system that though the people are rich, but Allah made them dependent on the poor. They are in need of their services. No matter how great you can be, the king of the time, the president, but you need a barber to come and cut your hair. You need a person to polish your shoes. You need somebody to wash your clothes, to clean your house. Allah made the president and the prime minister also dependent on these people. And the poor are dependent on the rich. That if they don't go and work for them, then they won't get money. Their lives will become difficult and straitened. So Allah Ta'ala made it that the rich are dependent on the poor for their services. The poor are dependent on the rich for their wealth. The rich countries of the world, Allah has made the system, they are dependent on the poor countries for the raw minerals which are kept in those poor countries. And the poor countries are dependent on the rich countries for the expertise and the technology. technology that they have. Otherwise they've got all the rich minerals, but they don't know how to mine them. They don't know how to benefit from them. And the rich countries, they are only potatoes grow there. They haven't got any gold, diamond, mercury, anything that Allah put in the poor countries. And they are dependent upon these poor countries. So this interdependence Allah has made in the world, by which everyone is dependent on one another, and the system of the world is carrying on today. If that was not the case, every person was independent, didn't need the money of another person, didn't need the services of another person, there would be great chaos. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَاكِ يُنَزِّلُ بِقَدَرِ مَا يَشَاءُ اور لیکن اتارتا ہے ماپ کر جتنی چاہتا ہے. And Allah sends down rosy in measurement, how much He wants to, He gives to who He wants to. And He has got the system of His which He keeps in mind, and according to that He's giving people their rosy. إِنَّهُ بِعِبَادِهِ خَبِيرٌ بَصْوِيرٌ بے شک وہ اپنے بندوں کی خبر رکھتا ہے دیکھتا ہے. Undoubtedly Allah Ta'ala keeps the needs of His servants in mind all the time, and Allah fulfills them, and Allah is watchful over His servants all the time. If a person just gives a little bit thought to this, a woman for example becomes a widow, husband has passed away, it appears that there is no income for her, nothing. How Allah puts it in somebody's heart to go and help her. How Allah opens a door that she can do her earning from her house, etc. Various things. So Allah is watchful over His servants all the time. And He sees to them, and after He gives them the needs, He watches them also, that how they are using and spending that which Allah Ta'ala has given them. So in these ayat, Allah Ta'ala has taught us, we should readily accept the teachings of the Quran and of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If we have faltered and erred, make sincere tawbah. Remember, Allah accepts your du'as. And then remember, rosy is not the object of life, that is in the hands of Allah. It is not in our efforts. Allah gives to whom He wants to, how much He wants to. Big businesses go bankrupt. If rosy was in those big businesses, they would never have gone bankrupt. Big banks themselves go bankrupt. So this is, Allah has kept it in His hands, and Allah gives it. What we must do is find Allah and prepare for the akhirat. Wa akhiru da'wana.